Welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cape Skull. With me, we have Natalie, who plays Athena, a.k.a. Mirage.
No, yes. Hi.
Art, who plays Chris, a.k.a. Chimera. I think I got that right.
Yeah.
And last but not least, Rob, who plays Travis.
There you go.
Travis Lang.
There you go.
Note current cave name.
Yes, current cave name.
I don't recall it.
Codex.
I was not going to get that one. I think that was right at the end of the last episode when you figured that out.
Midway, but yeah.
All right. So, question of the day. For the audience, this is our first recording in like 5 or 6 weeks. So if we're missing stuff, that's why.
Hey, Art. Did you remember to bring my notebook?
You threw it right in front of you.
What notebook?
This
big.
With a blue lid.
Probably not, though.
Damn it.
Because I've been keeping track of my flavor of the day thing. And I actually kept some notes.
All right. So, but like I said, yeah. And this is the first recording in Natalie and my new house. So if it sounds different, that's why. Same equipment otherwise.
And what's the question of the day?
Question of the day is going to be, what is your character's hometown? And what's your favorite part about it?
So, Travis Lang was born in Sweetwater, Florida. Not too far from the ocean. It's a small community. At least his was. We don't know about this world's. But it was perfect for him. It was just nothing too out of the ordinary. And in a very warm climate where we don't have to worry about the cold.
He doesn't like cold.
Doesn't like the cold.
Wow, he's in the wrong place now.
He's in the Midwest now.
Yep.
All right, which one of you two wants to go next?
Well, I'll go next. I'm from Bend, Oregon. And it's out in the middle of the mountains and not a lot else out there.
And you like the hiking, right?
Yep.
Okay. And Natalie?
She is from San Diego, California.
It was San Diego or San Francisco? Because it was the Golden Gate.
No, because we decided San Diego because it has more beaches. And we thought that she was a Valley Beach girl.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Why was I thinking Washington State for you?
No. Mm-mm. Well, always been West Coast.
She is from California, for sure.
Washington State is West Coast.
Okay,
right.
That's because he's from Portland, so that's what you're thinking it from.
No, she's always been from California.
Okay.
But that's it? What's
the thing you like most about your hometown?
The beaches.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be her answer.
No.
Probably.
Because we'd be beach buddies then.
We would be beach buddies. excuse me. I don't know. I'm not sure what she would say for her favorite. I'm gonna guess. Just I haven't been to California since I was 4 years old. I don't know what's out there.
Is it like the food variety? Is it the interesting people? Is it the fact that like she got to see her dad's on TV? Like what is it?
I think it's the variety of people then. Because there's some characters in California.
That's the answer for you.
No.
It's all about the zoo.
The zoo.
San Diego Zoo.
Yep.
It's the number one in the world.
I think it's the best zoo in the world.
And it's also the best taken care of.
Yeah.
Because of it. Because they've got enough more money than Croesus. So they can afford to actually treat their animals properly.
Then I would do the people and the zoo.
There. Alrighty then.
I guess I consider 20,000 people a small town.
That's a medium-sized town.
Yeah,
that's about where I'm from.
It's yep. It's a town, not a city. I mean, yep.
I'm just correcting for.
I'm from like three or 6,000. So I'm from a dinky little burg.
What about me? Come on, even smaller.
Yeah.
I do want to take back my answer. It's for sure just the zoo because she is not Luna and not a social person.
Luna was a social person?
What? I just realized I could lean. Wait, damn it. The hell? I have to be right on this. Hold on. My back hurts so bad. I'm just going to see if I can fake this. Turn of the weight bag. And it works like a charm because I can sit back without hurting my spine. All right. So without further ado, let's. Who wants to do the recap from last time? Again, Remember, 6 weeks without recording. So bear with us if we mix up the last two episodes.
So last time we did power demonstration.
Power demonstration and tape name.
Yep.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, that's what you did.
And I optimized a coffee machine.
Oh, we had downtime where we got to go do something.
Yes, you each got to go do something.
And then I talked to the law professor or something of that.
Gabelmeister.
Because I talked to Gabelmeister, and she is a confident goat. She's confident goat to her as a resource. Confidant. I know how to spell words. And also Gabelmeister is interested in talking to Travis. So.
Yes, that's accurate.
And I spent time talking with the shop instructor.
And stole his nanites.
Yeah, I'm not giving them back. It's stolen.
They're useless anyway to him now. And then I believe Art had Chris go and talk to the non-cape students.
Yes.
And give out more flowers.
And there was one with like other flower powers there, or plant powers. So, and I believe I gave you three people who you have as resources now.
Yep. I have Bruce, Jessica, and Taylor.
What are their powers?
Liquid absorption. Big sponge.
Yes, I remember Sponge Man.
Mm-hmm. Light pollution. Floodlight.
Yeah.
And then the shapeshifter. Turn into another person's form.
Yeah. The corporate espionage that she could get up to. Oh my God. Governments are going to want her either watched or working for them. Whichever one. Or both. All right. So, let's roll into it. Today... You know, it's the next day, and I believe it is Friday?
It can be whatever day you want.
Give me the day.
We had our first classes?
It was Thursday. No, it was Wednesday, so it is Thursday.
I think we have 2 days. Yeah,
so it'll be Friday.
Perfect. Yep. All right, Friday. So you guys are all... You go meet up with your advisor, whose name is?
Bridget. Bridget? No, she's our... I was thinking Bridget Lance, but...
Yes, you're right. Bridget Lance.
Bridget Lance, yep.
Good call. Take your inspiration. You already have two. You going to give it to somebody else?
All right, take an inspiration.
I'll take an inspiration.
Because I'm sitting at three now. So, wait. We can only hold two. Haley, you also get an inspiration.
Yay!
Are you already full?
I had one initially, and then you gave me two for...
Helping move, yeah.
I don't get any inspiration for helping you move.
We live together? No.
I was also helping you move.
You know what? Do you want this inspiration?
I can't take it.
Okay.
That's why I gave you both one.
All right. So, it's Friday, and you know that Fridays are usually, like, the big day. There's something big going on, right? Does this ring a bell for anybody?
Mm-hmm. A bit, yeah.
So... You guys are led to, you're instructed by Bridget. You get a text from, like, a morning, like, announcement. Because, you know, you all wear your AR bands.
Jen.
You know?
Jen. Hmm? Not Jen.
No, what's the AI's name?
No, wait, I have
it in my notes. Veronica.
Yes.
So, you guys, Veronica tells you all to meet up at the tech lab, actually. Like, the big tech lab on campus.
Oh, you're in trouble now.
It wasn't me.
And you're told, like, that your time slot is, because you are team one, is at 8:30.
Whose idea was this again?
That was your two. That was you.
Wait, what?
It was my idea.
Oh.
But yeah, so...
I did not see.
You're told to be there at 8:30, and it'll be a half an hour appointment.
All right.
So you arrive at the tech lab, and you're ushered in. Bridget's standing there, like, she seems really excited.
All right. Something to be excited about, I guess.
And she says, you guys are going to have so much fun with this. So she leads you in, and you meet up with the shop teacher, whose name is?
Gunny.
You meet up with Gunny, and alongside him is a very familiar form if you live in Riverside City. If you didn't, you have... Or if you're a huge nerd.
Or if you've been studying recent history.
There you go. So the only person here who probably recognizes... Actually, roll history at... No, advantage for Nerdy Boy, regular for everybody else.
For the house at home, who's Nerdy Boy?
The guy whose highest stat is intelligence.
That'd be you.
You said at advantage?
Correct. Did the dice decide to screw Rob today? That's the question.
I'll say my numbers last. Go ahead.
19 plus 2 for 21.
Good deal, good deal. Okay.
12 plus 3 for 15.
Nice.
Nice, nice, nice.
So my lower roll is still higher than Natalie's.
What's the high roll?
The high roll is a 19 plus 7.
There you go. All right.
So, okay, well.
So starting with Art. Art, at a 15, a 15 or higher, you know that that's Professor Tenzi. She is world-renowned for everything scientifically related. She doesn't have a specialization. There are breakthroughs in her name in botany, parabotany.
That's probably why I recognize her.
Exact metallurgy, like weird shit that doesn't make any fucking sense, you know. And then next higher is 21. You know that as well. You also know that she is really well known in the cape space, as she gives every new cape their first suit for free. So if you want to be a cape and you prove you've got the stuff, she'll give you the stuff you need to do it. Okay. So yeah, like I said, Natalie, you knew the thing about the metallurgy and the science. And you also knew that she is really well known in the cape space.
Right.
As she's like the benefactor to new capes. Now, going back to her for a new suit, freakishly expensive. Like, prohibitively expensive. And mm-hmm. It's only gotten more so after the surge and everyone coming and saying, oh, I want a new suit. I want to change the color.
She didn't make my suit that Rhonda tried to give me, right?
No.
Okay. So I don't have to pay a ridiculous price.
Correct.
I figure she would have been the first ever Nobel Prize in Arcana.
Absolutely. Almost for certain. Because she's like, I already knew this shit. Here you go. Whack.
And now she can't actually say she knows this.
Also.
So I did get the 26 on the history.
With the 26, you know those two things. You also know that on occasion, she will do cape work of her own. But it's only in the area around Riverside City University. And she, or on big, big world events. You know that she showed up at the when the Hero Forge, the big door in the ground, appeared and was starting to open, she was there. When Riverside City was attacked by giant elementals, she fought that off. So, big, big events.
So, document proof that she's a super, what kind of powers?
Yes. She has proven control over metal, fire, water, and lightning.
Okay.
For us, she's the only element she's missing is Earth. And she will never get it because of how she got her powers.
Yep.
That's actually in book 3. It comes up. She says, if I only had access to that, I could help you, but I can't. It was a whole thing. So that's what you know about Professor Tenzi, that she is a documented cape, lots of powers. All of them seem to be at top tier levels, too. And she is standing next to Gunny, and they're having a very nice conversation. Oh, bonus points if anybody remembers who's the guy who created Spark Arms is. Because I kind of want him to be there. If I can remember. It's a kid. Or was a kid.
Talk to Art.
Yeah, because I invested in it.
Mm-hmm.
You did. It was on Shinsoku's notes. It's on Shinsoku's notes.
Yeah, and I don't have them on me. I left those at home.
We can just go with unnamed gentleman for now. Or he just introduces himself as the guy that invented Spark Arms.
God, I don't remember.
I don't remember. I actually wrote his name down like he was going to be a prominent part of this campaign. And that's in one of the notebooks.
Bug me. I should have brought my notes.
You knew it was going to come up.
At some point in time, but...
Yeah, we'll deal with it later. So the creator of Spark Arms is also there chatting with them. I don't recall his name, as evidenced by the fact that we're not saying it. And we'll edit in later.
Possibly.
Maybe.
Definitely not.
I will forget and forget. But yeah, he'll come up later in the story. For sure. So those three are having a nice conversation, and you guys walk in, and Gunny walks over and says, all right, lady and gents, today is going to be a great day for you. You're going to get two things, and they're going to make your life as a cape significantly easier and safer. Mostly safer.
I like the sounds of this.
So he says, I am going to be the facilitator for this, because I know you at least a little bit, and also I'm the staff, but the two people with me are really paragons in the field. Truly the top tier. We've got Professor Tenzi over here, and she kind of waves. She says she's going to be measuring you guys with her portable scanner for your suits. Your suits with a capital S. They're going to conform to your bodies, and they'll be summonable via a wristwatch or a pendant, whichever you choose, or a ring. mechanically, bonus action to deploy it, just like last campaign.
Question.
Yes.
How does my current suit work?
You kind of just will it to appear. It's also the same bonus action.
Same bonus action, yeah. Okay.
So Gundy looks over at you, and he does... he says, so we went through your power testing and found that two of you have natural abilities that defend yourselves. So your suits will not provide protection of the normal variety, but we do have the ability to give you some kind of energy resistance. Rather than giving it armor padding, we give it regenerative resistance to elements, and we have a list of choices you can make. And he lists out, I think it's fire, cold, lightning, poison, and acid. Those are the five. So you can pick which of those elements you'd like added to your suits.
Poison's not on the list.
Okay, then what is it? Thunder? It's
acid, cold, fire, lightning, thunder.
Okay, so I was off by one, but yeah. I added poison in there too, just because it's such a basic resistance.
Yeah, but there's an uncommon non-attunement item that can give you immunity.
Parry have to proof against poison.
Mm-hmm. Very good item.
And really, really rare in my world now. Anyway,
did somebody abuse it?
Yeah, the whole party had one. And I had a high level monster that had like 28d6 poison, and I didn't get to roll it. Ever. It was a big bummer, and they killed it real fast. Anyway, so you two, I just, you know, let the prof know when she sees you which element you'd like off that list, and we'll make sure it gets installed properly. Also, these suits will be styled based on your powers, and they will naturally absorb the pattern you want that is meant for you versus what you want. It can be modified later, but that's some more complicated process you'll have to ask the prof about, okay?
All right.
And you, Athena, you do not have a natural power that helps your resistance, so you'll be provided with an option of a light, medium, or heavy suit.
A what?
Light, medium, or heavy.
Okay. Light. I also was thinking light.
Okay. So let's go in order of a dice roll that I'm going to make. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 3. Art. Art. So Gunny looks and says, the prof will see you first, Chris.
Okay.
And yeah, she's kind of like sitting there. She's got like a little turntable, you know, by 3 feet across on the floor. She says, okay. Well, step up, handsome.
I'll hand her a flower.
Awesome. And she makes it bloom into these like a gorgeous like bouquet. And she just smiles and she says, step up, handsome. You step up and you spin, and she says, what element did you pick? I just need to
finish acid.
That's a good choice. There's a lot of acid spitters out there right now. And there's only going to be more. And she says, all right, as Gunny lets you know, you're not going to be able to choose your pattern initially. If you would like it changed for any reason, you're going to need to either come back to Gunny and see if he can reprogram it. But this new tech, it's more magic than tech.
Okay.
So he wouldn't be able to do it, but I think your friend might. but you're unique in that. I don't know if anyone else has magic tech powers that I've met recently. Huh? Well, one guy, but never mind. So, and you spin, and as you spin, it's you're actually being like sprayed with a mist that when it finishes, there's like a bubble that forms around you, and then it like kind of like congeals to your body, and then it snaps in place. Art, what does your character's suit look like? Because you knew this question was coming.
It's going to be...
And write it down, because it's official after this.
I understand. It's green tones, head to toe, almost looks like, you know, up the legs are like blades of grass.
Cool. Is it glove? Are there gloves or no gloves? Or half gloves?
Half gloves.
No, fingerless?
Fingerless, yeah.
Gotcha. And then, does it form up around the neck, or does it stop at the? Does it form up along like your whole head, or is it just stops at your neck?
Stops at the neck.
Okay, I'm assuming it's got some kind of plunging neckline.
Yes,
because that's
of course. Yeah.
Show off what chest hair he doesn't have.
Yes,
never had that problem personally. And she checks you out, and she says, "All right," and she takes a small vial of like that you could have sworn had nothing in it before, and splashes you with it, and you watch as the little bit of acid just wicks away. And you watch it hit the ground, and then it just slowly reforms with nanites. All right, looks like the acid resistance works.
Cool.
Do you have any questions for me before I go see your friend? Oh, and to just double tap your sternum to get the to change it back, okay. And then just she asks, "What shape would you like it to be?" pendant, a ring, or pendants are pretty common right now. Rings are common. I've had watches. She said guys have belts.
Instead of the rings, I do the watch.
Yeah. So we can do I'll a probably band. Do a pendant. Pendant. And she says, you can pick a, like one of like, she points like 180 designs. Like she says, she's got one that looks a little like a rose in bloom.
Okay. That would work.
And you just tap the center.
I was actually thinking a fern leaf. A fern.
She looks. Yeah, I got one.
Okay.
Fern leaf. Mm-hmm. All right. So you now have a fern leaf pendant that you tap and it makes you, and it's a bonus action. You'll need one hand free to do it though. All right. Next up is, you want even odd or high low?
I'll be it. I'll be it.
Now, do you want to go next or want to go last?
I want him to go next because I'm still thinking.
Okay. So next up is Travis, and she says, "Come on, step on up, stranger."
Will do. I hear a lot of things about you.
I'm good at a lot of things.
That's what I hear. You have a lot of. Your resume is pretty impressive, from what I can tell, and I've only been here for like 2 weeks.
That's what I hear. I'd like to talk at one point or another.
I got time.
I don't. That's the problem. I'm busy all day. Maybe a couple weeks from now. Maybe
when you know where I'll actually, be.
When they get you on your first work study, make sure that ask them if they can do it in Riverside City. Your first on-site thing. Your first real patrol.
Unless you wrote that down.
That's all you. She doesn't care about me.
You're handsome. She's seen handsome. He's interesting because he's from another world.
Yeah.
I'm boring.
You're interesting for a different reason. So what he? Oh, I see that you're going for the elemental resistance. What's your choice?
Lightning.
Definitely respectable.
But quick question about your little interaction with Art. You splashed him with acid and he was unaffected. He's resistant, not immune.
Correct. It was 1 point of acid damage.
It still
does one, but it was a. It was like putting a little bit of sulfuric acid on clothes. It's not actually going to hurt it.
I was just saying for the audience.
Yes. You get what I'm saying. It was a very, very minor acid, enough to make sure that it's resistant.
And more of a Rob curious question, is she 2 points of wood or three? Because I've seen at least so far from her 2 points of the wood key.
All three.
All three? Okay.
She's lesser in the plant, but it's enough she can make poisons and stuff like that.
Okay.
Acids and things. But yeah, she just has no earth at all. Anyway, so you picked electricity. It's a really good one to have, especially if you're going to be in urban settings. Crashing through buildings, you get a good shock.
Mm-hmm.
And you, same thing happens. You spin in a circle, and you get sprayed with mist, and your armor like subconsciously summons itself, and it gets electroplated, essentially. And what's the pattern look like?
His suit is mostly silver with bands of gold and tint of amber.
Okay.
Some tints of amber. And it's a full power suit looking.
All the way up your head with a helmet?
Yep.
And then you can always form it down. Hmm? Yeah, you can always form it down.
Exactly.
All right. And what's the style of the helmet?
Full helmet. Kind of think Iron Man-ish.
Okay. That's what I figured. But I wanted to ask. Okay. And I think that... And she steps down and she says... I think she'd actually go to shake your hand.
I'll take it.
And in your hand, she leaves a data chip. She says, and you hear like a very soft voice. Check that later.
Okay. And I will bow and step out.
Cool. But and she kind of like curtsies to you a little. She says, "All right, step out, little lady. Last but not least, step in here." And she does like a little like line dancing like thing back and forth.
Hello.
How are you doing, darling?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm a little bit worried.
It's a little bit of anxiety being so far from home, right?
Well, that and. I had seen someone had made a suit for me before, and it wasn't really my style, and I'm worried that my powers make it look like that, and I don't want it to.
Trust me. People get what they need.
Mm-hmm. What were you going to say? You were saying something.
She says, "I know your fathers are corporate capes."
Yeah.
There's no shame in it, but I've met Herc, and I've met Knight. Nighthawk. I've met them on a number of occasions. They're not like most corporate capes. If you're anything like them, you're going to be just fine.
Okay.
And she says, "I see you've gone with the light option. Very popular, very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give it a spin." And then you step in and you get sprayed down. And Natalie, describe your suit.
It's like a full body suit, you know, turtleneck and just like would be described as Under Armour kind of material. Yeah. looking thing all the way down, like, you know, those like flat shoes type, they form fit shoes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? There's the plates, like, not like armor, like ting ting, but like donk donk kind.
Like padding, yeah.
Padding on the shoulders, and there's a breastplate. And then on the back of the breastplate is notches for the bow and the quiver already there. And the color is kind of camouflage, foresty type thing, because that is where she is most comfortable.
Mm-hmm. And as you feel...
I wish you would have told me that earlier today, because I would have written more, but it's all good.
You're fine. And what you're going to find is that it kind of goes to the will of your powers.
It goes what?
It changes colors based on the will of your powers.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have illusion powers. And the suit is pulled from your power.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like a mood ring, but if you want, if you're like, man, I want it to be camouflaged.
Oh, you mean like how in Incredibles, Violet, when she turns invisible, like usually you see like her clothes and her hair. Not her hair, usually just her clothes. But then when she wears a suit, it is invisible.
Kind of, but yours was designed to be camouflaged. So mm-hmm. Let's say you're in a snowy environment.
Yeah, it would change.
Whites and green, whites and grays.
Or if I'm like posted up on a building.
Steels and, yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. So she puts her hand on like a desk and it goes like brown and then she holds it up.
No.
And then brown.
If you're trying to, yes.
But yeah, that's what I'm doing. And then I do it and then it goes back to normal.
It's like an optical camo thing.
Yeah. She's like, oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. And she steps down and she says, even though your parents are corporate capes,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to be that way. I have known people who fought past their ancestry to become phenomenal heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Or horrific villains. The greatest have fallen and the worst have risen. Don't be afraid. It's going to be okay.
Thank you.
And she gives you a small hug.
Aww.
Pat you on the back and says, all right, now go talk to Sparky.
Sparky? Sparky? Mm-hmm.
And the short, like, Latino boy, like, waves his hand. A young man. He's like 18 now, maybe mm-hmm. 20.
I think he's 20.
Because it was 18, yeah, and then two, it's been 3 years. So he's like 2021. He says, hey guys, just call me Sparky. I created Spark Arms, which means nothing to you guys, but it will in a minute. So capes fall into two or three categories. Those that use weapons,
mm-hmm.
those that fight with their fists, and those that fight with magic or powers, right? Well, it's inefficient to fight with your fists, unless you have some way to create weapons that way. And if you have a way to enhance your natural abilities, you should. And what I developed with some help will allow that to work. So Spark Arms are weapons that will adapt to your powers. They're going to have two set modes, and those modes will help determine what they can do in combat. For example, he pulls up a picture of... Oh, some cape you guys would all know. Okay, a picture of... No, that's not
famous. Pyroclasm. Should be simple enough to figure out.
Yeah, but that's isn't well known. I thought Alcombustion too.
Yeah.
I figure an elemental might be the easiest to show.
Yeah, so yeah, let's say... she pulls up a picture of a dark red-suited cape. And he says, this is Pyroclasm. He's been on the scene for about 4 years now. And when I gave him his spark arms, it took on some... unusual shapes. He says one of them was a katana made out of fire, or a katana reinforced with fire, and you see as it like a wristband on his wrist deploys into a sword, and then he says it's alternate formed into a cannon, and it literally forms into like a two-handed cannon that he can focus his heat blasts through. Usually it's one range, one melee option, but if for example, your powers lean towards being more ranged, they could both be ranged. It's mostly what you want, what you will it, but then they lock in so that they can deploy more quickly.
Mm.
Okay. Who wants to be first? And he rolls it. I roll. Actually, who wants to be first?
I'll walk up.
Yeah.
Codex, I hear.
Codex, yep.
All right, Codex. Do you know what you want? Or actually, would you like your powers to tell you what they want?
Powers to tell me, because all my powers have really told me is
punch.
I'm
things.
In a suit,
yeah.
And my punches punch hurt. Good, and I do cast magic.
Understood. So you step up, he steps up, and there's like it's a single like white block of metal. You pick it up between your hands, and you hear it talking, and it is scanning you. It's like scanning your power structure, scanning combat proclivities. Error, no combat proclivities. You never learn to fight.
Good point.
It says scanning aptitude decided. And what did you imagine is your first power? Or do you want me to tell you? Because I actually had one in mind for you.
Go right ahead.
The first one it forms is a... Because you're going to use a shield, right?
I cannot use a shield.
Oh, no. So, like a two-hander or two one-handers, right?
I kind of... when I get the extra attack, my first attack is always going to be the cantrip. And then the armor attack is what I was kind of figuring.
Got it.
How to figure in the spark arms, I have not figured out yet.
So the first one is it's going to give you is a... It actually forms over your hand, and it forms like a gauntlet over your gauntlet, or like a pad in the center of your fist. And he says, point that at the wall and choose one of your energy blasts. And there's like a target range over there.
I will release a firebolt.
Yeah, so it would take that... If it's a cantrip already, it just increases the die size.
So D10 to D12.
Yeah. And just and then he says, that's going to do that to anything you blast out of it. Be it your electric jolt goes from D6 to a D8, right?
Electric jolt is from the infiltrator suit.
Yes. And it's a D6, right?
It's a D6.
So it goes to a D8.
But it's not a cantrip.
Correct. And then it will be a half cantrip. A D8 half cantrip.
Okay. And... let me write this down.
Yeah. And then your other form, it forms into a pretty massive hammer. Just like 2 foot on a side, 2 foot by, 2 foot long and like a foot wide. And he says it looks like it's a door breaker or something, some kind of siege maul.
Just hold off for a few seconds so I can actually write this down.
Of course.
Ranged cantrip up by... dice size
or melee cantrip
or melee. All right, so if I already have a d12 melee cantrip as my base cantrip punch,
yes,
12 d12 goes to
d12 plus 1,
then it'll go to 2d8 if I get another increase,
and then it would go to a d8, then it would go to d12 and a d4 because mathematically that works. It's closer than just, or maybe it might even go to d12 plus 2 to be honest, which just increases your random baseline. So, and by the way, it is an action to switch the form. So, if you're going into a fight, or maybe a bonus action, a bonus action to switch the form. Bonus action makes sense.
All right, and then you're talking about
the second form is just a huge ass freaking hammer.
Two handed or one handed?
Two.
Will still trigger my gauntlet effects.
What do you mean?
Giving disadvantage to attacking anyone else.
Yes. Because it's part of your armor. It's part of that. And also, it's going to do double damage against objects.
So, two-handed hammer.
And it's 2D, it's 2D6. Actually, 2D8? Yeah, let's call it 2D8.
Yeah, because otherwise I get a punch and...
Yeah, so call it 2D8. And it double damage against objects. And he has you, like, smash... He has you smash a metal cube. Want to roll your hit and damage real quick?
7 on the die, my to hit is plus. Yes, two confusion.
And 2 and 1, 3 plus 5?
Yep.
Okay.
So that's a 15 to hit?
Yeah, you hit. Yes. And now roll damage.
Keep finding d10s. 0. 10 plus 6 or 5? Is the infusion increasing?
It's to hit and damage.
And damage?
Yeah.
So 16 damage.
Yeah, you obliterate this cube into like a billion tiny little cubes, and then it reforms and it like stutters for a second. It's like, yeah, that's what that's for, breaking shit.
That's without doubling.
I said 32. 16 doubled 32. Yeah. I was like, yeah, you just obliterated the cube. It was only like a foot on the side. Like, you obliterated this thing, or 2 foot on the side. He says, all right, awesome. If you need that to be tuned, I don't think you will based on what I've read about your powers. But if you need it tuned, I will be on the island. I did it. Gap. Edit that out, please. I'm a spaz.
We got extra information we shouldn't have.
Yeah. Well, Art fucking figured it out. Son of a. Mine has spazzed it. He says, I'll be at the school once a month. All right. They'll announce it over the PA if you guys need it. But I don't think with you on the team, I don't think they'll need it. But just in case.
Would you be okay with me possibly upgrading these?
It's fine, but I found that anything you do to them that they don't want, they just break.
Okay, I'm just asking.
There's something to them that actually integrates with your spark, and if you dick with it too much, it all falls apart.
AKA Rob, don't metagame. Don't try to break this.
No! Yes.
Paul does not want metagame. Or no, not metagame. Just Paul doesn't want broken characters.
I'm starting you guys off decently strong, but I'm not gonna. But think it's you're not gonna tear up super hard like you did last time. That's the goal. Who's next? I'm gonna roll. Does either of you want to go next?
You're probably easier.
Probably, honestly.
All right, so step on up over little lady. Actually, and he reaches out for your hand. And gently gives it like the gentlemanly kiss thing, and he's like, "Oh, okay, sorry." He's like. Most people like that. Okay, sorry. He says, "What kind of weapon you want, or you're gonna let your spark tell you what it wants?"
I mean, I know what it will probably be, but
okay. Well, then you want to just let fate take it?
Yeah.
Cool. So, are you thinking single melee, one ranged? That's what most people do. All right. He says, apologies about the hand. Please grab the cube off the table there.
Grabbed it.
You pick up the cube, and it slowly forms into. I'm gonna ask you: Is it a pair of daggers or is it a spear, or a pair like a pair of short swords or a spear?
What the fuck? What do you mean a pair of daggers and a short sword?
A pair of daggers or a short sword? Here's it's the melee, or is it a spear or a pair of short swords?
Well, here's an alternative.
Mm-hmm.
Pair of claws, Wolverine style.
Ooh, I like that too.
I was thinking something like that, yeah.
So it forms into a pair of claws.
Yeah. They can go...
Yeah, they just snap. You know? They just snap out, mm-hmm. Yeah. So Natalie, I'm going to write this down. They are going to hit for 1d6 plus dex. And if you hit with both, you're going to do an extra, double your damage dice.
If I do what?
So let's say you hit with one and you hit with the other one, mm-hmm. And you're going to get just the dice one more time. No bonus. So if hit with both, deal 2d6. It's a rake. Guys, I gave her a rake because she's an ant. Because the animal thing. Get it?
Mm-hmm. She'll be raking in the kills with that.
I know. It's actually it's a good melee option.
Okie dokie. Written down.
I ignored your joke. I just ran it over.
No, I think you just ignored his joke is the answer that you're looking for.
That's what I said.
Oh, I thought you said something else. I did
air drums, and that's when you said that.
Ah.
That one. That's the ba-dum-tsh.
Oh, both Natalie and I were like, wah, wah, wah.
No, I gave you the ba-dum-tsh. All right, and then the ranged form, it forms into a compound bow.
Yeah.
You're very familiar. You pick it up. You shoot it. Just a bow. Yeah. It's going to hit for 1d10.
Ooh. Natalie, since you're still looking for beast ideas, when you go to pull back the string, you form your own arrow out of your claw, your rake. Mm. So you can that's what you fire is an extended claw. Wolverine.
For flavor's sake, that's cool. I'll let you have it. And you never.
That's why I was doing the drawing the bow string.
You never run out of arrows either.
It's like I think about this.
Energy arrows.
What is the damage for the bow? Sorry.
1d10.
I feel like you're like, oh, I don't want to overpower them, and then you give me a bow that's 1d10.
Okay, I've had characters with a bow with a 1d12. I had a great bow in 3.5. Let's go.
Tensor's transformation with the bow. That could be ranged.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, because I feel like it's always 1d8.
Yeah, it is.
It's usually based on the arrow type.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So... Last, and he says, "Is there anything? If, like I said, if you need any modifications, I'll be in the school. I'll be on campus every once a month. But I think your friend Codex should be more than capable of tuning it if needed. No one I know has needed them tuned. They've all just kind of adapted to their user.
Gotcha.
But if you need like a shape change, I'm probably better off than he is. But for all I know, he'll be better than I am. I don't know.
Okay.
All right, and please, if you could go stand with your classmate, with your teammate, I'll interact with your last teammate.
Question.
Yes.
What's the stat to hit with the weapon?
Power.
Okay. And is it, sorry, I'm trying to figure out something in my head now. If I have the enhanced Arcana focus, which adds
cantrip, yeah, you can have that.
Okay. That's what
you're good. You used an infusion on it. I'm not gonna ding you for it. That's fine. It's like the wand of the War Mage. I wouldn't ding you if you owned that either. They won't stack, but because it's the same fucking thing. Mm-hmm. Art, Chris.
Before I walk up, I'm gonna lean over to Travis. I'm gonna
don't give him a flower. I don't think he's your type.
No, but I'm thinking, can we charge to rent you out to modify things?
I was going to be free for us if it's one of our enemy or one of our other thing, our opponents.
Classmates.
Roll perception real quick.
17.
All right, it's like, son of a bitch, what's my perception? Is it? I think it's plus 3. If I
remember. Oh, no, mine is good.
I'm proficient. I forgot.
Oh, I only got an 11.
All
right. 16 plus 7 for 23. Yeah!
Okay, so anybody who broke a 20.
Me.
19.
Here is Gunny went under his breath. He said, that's what I'd do.
I think it's a really good idea.
All right. So, almost called you Shinsoku because I just listened to the podcast earlier today. Chris, or Chimera, he walks up and he says, all right, you're the enigma in the team. I knew what they were probably going to get. Actually, Codex's big hammer was kind of a surprise, but it worked out. You, however, you fight with, like, a whip of thorns. I think maybe the gauntlet would be able to do something for that. Maybe make it hit harder.
Okay.
Or something like a hand grip or something. But the second form, he says, I have no idea. I mean, maybe you do. But honestly, pick up the cube. I want to see what happens.
All right, I'll go pick up the cube.
You pick up the cube, and the first one that forms is almost identical to what he got, except for it's kind of more plant-shaped. It increases the damage die of your cantrips.
Okay.
And your power cantrips, right?
So all cantrip or just his power cantrips?
All cantrip.
Wait, I got the same thing.
Yeah, because you said firebolt. I'm like, yeah, sure. And then... And it literally functions exactly the same. You're like, yep, this makes sense. Okay, it's a little bit more powerful. Fwadak, you know? Mm-hmm. The second one, I'm going to give you an opportunity here. Either you can come up with something, or I can give you something interesting.
See, I'm at a loss in terms of where to go with that.
I know, I figured you'd let me go interesting then.
Yes, have fun. Right.
So, it forms, and it doesn't, you know it's connected, but you can't see it.
I have an idea. Can I say it?
Sure. I know what I have in mind, yeah.
Your spark arms is adjusting to your friends.
Oh.
You know the other ones that hang out in his head?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
That'd actually be very dope.
Yeah, it's just like amorphous in the air. It's there. You know that it's in its form, but it's like fading in and out.
Uh-huh. Oh, I think I know what it's doing.
Oh. All
right. Go ahead and roll a d6. I'm going to call out one of my...
6. I think you've already met her, right?
And I got to find my sheet. It's Andrew.
Andrew's the beefcake, right?
So did I nail it, Paul?
That was very close to what I had. It was either that or something defensive. Welcome to the club.
Yeah, that's the brick.
Yeah, so he comes out and in his hands is an enormous warhammer. Identical to what your friend got.
So 2d8
in damage. A 2d8 warhammer. Half cantripped, double damage to the objects.
So when it's half cantripped, it means it doubles its value at 11. Then
yes,
so it'll be 48. Then
I'm tempted for like the half dice, like it has two dice. I'm tempted at 5 to make it 3.
That's what I was about to ask.
That's yes, exactly. So you'll get some scaling. I'm tempted like for half cantripped to be like if it's a d8, you get a d8 and a d4 at 5, just so you get something. So it isn't like a huge power spike in the middle at the end. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then I'll go, Andrew, Sparky, Andrew.
Sucks up. He just dab. He just leaves stuff for dab, and he just, oh, my hand. Okay, he's very strong. Got it. I assume it functions the same as the other hammer. You can hit the.
I'm thinking the other siblings might get something specific to them.
I would literally pay you to send me video of whatever they turn into.
I will be happy to do that.
It's like $100 a form. Or, oh wait, money doesn't really matter much on campus, does it?
Can you give me coins of the campus?
I'll try. I make no promises. Effectively, once you see is all six, and you think you're done, you'll get like three copper coins. Maybe that's the best you can do.
That's fine. I will keep notes.
And just like, awesome. So we're going. Yeah. And at this point, it's been like 25, almost 30 minutes. And Gunny walks over and says, do you have any questions for either of these two very busy people? Because you probably won't have much time to talk with them again anytime soon.
Just talking theoretical spark arms things as I'm just... I had two other people to examine their weapons to try to come up with other questions of how to enhance it in the future.
Yeah, and basically every time you try and interface with it, you get like an error. It's very much so. It's tied to your powers. It knows what you want. It knows what you should have.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to say in general for other people now that he's had some time to look at it.
Yeah. You're getting a lot of errors. Occasionally you'll get like a very minor change. Like you made the diameter of your hammer like a quarter of an inch smaller, which means it's been slightly faster. But, you know, so it functionally it's the same.
I start asking about the error messages I'm receiving.
He says, I have no idea what you're talking about, man.
Cool.
But I'm interested. Damn.
What's arrow 404?
Page not found. All right. So, you guys
it's
are...
It's a PepCac error. Mm-hmm.
Definitely a PepCac error.
You know what a PepCac error is?
Problem exists between keyboard and chair.
Gotcha.
God, I had one of those earlier today at work. Fuck me.
I editor, problem, that should be removed.
Problem that... Mm-hmm. What does it stand for again?
PEBKAC. PEBKAC.
Or CAK. Problem, either way.
Problem exists between keyboard and chair.
AKA,
it's a user problem.
It's a user problem.
Yeah.
I literally remoted it with someone and I said, it's asking for your username and password. Yeah, but it. But why?
What do you mean why?
Because you're trying to connect to the server and it doesn't have your password. Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm very sure.
I'm sorry.
I'll stay and make sure it works. Why don't you put it in? I like zoned out. Oh, look, it's working. Sounds good. I'll put the ticket in. So as you guys leave the tech lab, you see Team 2 is coming in, whose names are...
I was going to say, I hope you have your laptop or tablet in front of you.
Team 2 starts off with Sunflower, Gumbo, and Blade Dancer.
Yes, and... Yes. Sunflower is Brooke Meadows, the girl with the sun, the plant powers. Plant powers. Then you've got Broderick, a.k.a. Roddy Levine, named Gumbo, with stretchy man powers. He also dresses in designer clothes. And then there's Candace Skinner, who she is a blade dancer. She has
arm blades,
and she's all dressed with her blonde hair, ass length. And she dresses in designer clothes. And Candace is walking like she's on a runway at all times. And she just, like, breezes past you like you don't exist. She doesn't even get no eye contact, nothing.
Oh, I did not prepare Greaves.
Do you say anything to her as she goes by? Or just let her runway walk her ass past you?
I'll.
One and two and three. Like, if you can read her thoughts, it's one and two and three.
I'll just say hi. I'll wink at Brooke.
And Brooke is like, oh, hi. Chris, how are you?
Good. We should really get together sometime.
And then, we really should. Oh, my. And then Candace goes, Sunflower, get it together. And she, like, snaps her, like, she's, like, snaps at her. And Brooke goes, oh, sorry. And then she says, bye, Chris. Bye, guys. And then she just spins and goes in the other room.
Bye.
Goes in the room. Like, she was very, like, sorry, I gotta go, but, mm-hmm. And, Roddy is just like, by the way, his powers existed before I started watching One Piece again, but he's very much so Luffy.
He has room to be powerful then.
He's a brute blaster, because he can like...
Mm-hmm. He is ranged and melee at the same time.
Correct. Alright, so as you guys go outside, you are met up again with... Her name's not Brooke.
Nope. Bridget Lance.
Bridget Lance. It's gonna be a minute before I get that one down.
Do you remember the hidden joke with it?
I got Lance.
It's based on Britney Spears. Lance Spear. And B names.
Lance Bass.
Lance as a weapon, and so Bridget Lance. Britney Spears, the singer, last name Spears, long pointy weapon as well.
I went DC, like Arrowverse.
Okay.
Like Bridget Lance, like as one of the Lance sisters. Like that.
Well,
was
now
the joke.
She looks like Britney Spears.
She is not bald.
But she's not bald anymore. Jesus Christ.
That's how much.
She's not permanently in 2008, Rob.
Okay.
And edit that whole part out, please.
No, you had a point there, though.
Hold on. With all the junk in this episode, we recorded an hour and a half. If we keep 45 minutes of it, I would be very surprised.
I feel like an hour of it is bits, and then half an hour is content.
Like, keep 45 minutes or so out of this if you can.
It's
I got one last bit to go through for this episode. All right. So you guys come outside, and Bridget's like, hey, guys. Great job with oh, what forms do your spark arms form when they're not active? When you activate your suit, they'll pop up like they normally do. But
I have the pendant.
You just have it as part of your pendant. That was an option. I'm sorry. Everyone did that. They integrated into what your suit was. So, Natalie, what does your suit form into?
I've always liked the bracelet. Like, it's just, like, a bracelet, and then there's, like, a little pendant on the inside where it's, like, you know, like, 90s Saturday morning cartoon-wise, where it's a symbol that's on your chest is what's the pendant, but hers is, like, I don't know, like a fucking cat face, because it's Murphy.
Okay. That's funny, and I enjoy that. So, yeah. Yeah, that's what it's on a bracelet. So your weapons are in there, and when you summon your suit, you pick what you want to have out.
Oh, if you want
bow or claws.
Well, wouldn't it be both? Because technically speaking, when she pulls, isn't it a claw?
Yes, it's pulling a claw, but it's not. You're not getting the benefit of both at once. I told you that.
Well, yeah, of course. So if I wanted to drop my weapon and go into melee, I would have to
just bonus action switch it.
Okay.
Or you guys just punch with your regular fist, but that's not going to
be as well. That's going to do nothing, and she's going to go, damage. Ow, and then shake her hand.
Okay.
Or she can turn into a bear, so.
You really can't.
I'm going to gaslight you into believing that I can turn into a bear.
Or we take her two ranger levels and switch them.
That would suck. The stats would suck.
To a druid?
Yes, but she'd never get better in combat.
Moon druid.
Trust me, it's not actually that good.
It's really okay.
At mid level,
it's really okay.
It's hard.
Her damage won't be good unless you make the spark arms claw affect the form change.
Still, even then, it wouldn't be good.
Technically speaking, I do have a question, and that you can leave this in because it's content.
Okay.
If I wanted to summon a horse and ride it into battle, and then bow and arrow like Merida.
You should read your power set more closely.
That's a yes.
Nice.
I repeat, read your power set more closely.
That's so I can do it with a bear, too.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So, like I said, you guys walk outside and Bridget's there. And she says, hey, guys. So, it looks like everyone got what they needed?
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
Hammer time.
He's like, Andrew, my man. He reaches up to get a dap from him. And his 6'8" reaches down and dabs her 5'2"
Oh, hey, to Bridget, not to me. Because I'm like hammer time trying to hold up the hammer to clank with him.
Yeah, guys. So that was the primary thing you had to do today. The rest of it is at 4 o'clock, they're going to be doing combat demonstrations. It's going to be team on team. And then one unlucky team is going to go against one of the staff members.
Unlucky? You mean
us? He means us.
No, one unlucky team is going to go directly against one of the staff members and one of the former capes or current capes.
So would that be people winning or?
No.
There's 10 teams. How could?
Yeah. Well,
there are 11 teams. Scroll down, boy.
You told us 10 teams last time.
Plus you.
Oh, it's not like. It's not
okay. There
like
is an 11th team now.
It's not a tier or not a tier, but
it's not a ranking. It's not a tournament.
Not
No, it's just they're just a comedy demonstration. That'll be a tournament later.
Gotcha. Okay.
Once you guys get kind of more into your powers and understand how that confused. Shit works.
That was my bad.
But yeah, it's just a comedy demonstration, and they're going to do random draws for what team you guys end up fighting. But it's at 4 o'clock. Please arrive before 3. But it's, you know, 9 a.m.
Right.
You're free to do what you want. I recommend if you have homework, do it, because you're not going to want to do it this weekend.
That's fair.
Could we get homework?
No.
Okay.
But she doesn't care to know. I'm sorry. She knows that, but she's supposed to say it, so she says it. But she says, yeah, I'm going to be up at the coffee shop. So I'm going to be up at the up on the roof. So if you need me, I'm there. Ciao. And she just, like, motors off.
Alrighty then.
Okay.
On, like, Air Gear style ass shoes, which anyone knows Air Gear, that's a great anime. No? No one here? Good.
Okay. Just Paul.
It's a fucking good episode. Good anime. Even better manga. The anime ended stupidly. It was like in the middle of a fucking fight. It ended.
Paul.
Yeah. Anyway. But yeah, so what do you guys do in your literally 6 hours of not having anything to do? It's
realistically, I feel like she would go back to her room.
That's fine.
And like hang out.
I was going to go check out the forest.
Yeah. Yes, there is a forest within the walls. It's pretty big, too. Covering at least, you know, 5-6 miles on a side.
Safety in numbers. I feel trapped.
Trees will tell me if something's coming.
You do have control plants up at all times.
Uh-huh.
Control plants. In addition to speak with plants, like.
Yeah, the plants tell me when things are coming.
Yeah. Hmm. Are you going with them or are you going to your room?
Do you want to go get your cat?
I want to go get my cat.
Let's go get your cat.
Yes, I don't want to go. You said it's the woods, right?
Yeah.
What if there are bugs?
Yeah.
I'm a city cat.
What if there's a mouse?
I do like mice.
What about small rodents?
Yeah.
He knows I can hear him. Damn it. Voles are yucky. Actually, they're like little cocktail weenies.
What about squirrels?
I could totally catch them if they were slower. Fine, I'll come with you. And she's like sits on he sits on your shoulder. He's not happy with it, but he does still have a tail curled on your neck, and it like and he's purring.
Mm-hmm.
This, but he's purring so quietly they can't hear him.
I have the ultimate mouse killing weapon.
A hammer?
Magic missile.
Wow.
I thought you were going with Tom and Jerry. What do you want from me?
I really like that. I really do. Oh my god, that's so good.
I thought you were a Tom and I don't know what Tom and Jerry are.
I'm looking through my spells and I'm like, magic missile, they usually don't have any health because they're tiny. They probably have one or two pips.
Magic missiles never miss.
And it's guaranteed 2 damage.
I'm sorry, I freaking.
I don't know if it was actually funny or if you're like, oh my god, she's so stupid.
It was funny. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
Okay.
I thought you were doing a Tom and Jerry reference.
All right. So you guys head off into the forest. And it's so weird. Because modern forests, most of them got cut down and rebuilt. You know? Except like the really, really, really old ones. So it's very raw. You know what I mean? And you know that Lumberjack... He seeded this, but the growth is too old.
It's like it could have been accelerated by a tree expert.
No, like this is your first time walking through Chimera, and the trees don't talk like they're only 3-4 years old. They talk like they're hundreds of years old.
How's the lighting in here?
The tree growth's pretty dense, but there's some sunlight that it's like dappled, you know? Yes, I got to use dappled in a sentence.
Okay. Now, here's next question is, do you guys have dark vision naturally?
I believe Natalie does.
I believe I do, too.
Herringon, I think, have dark vision.
She's a Herringon?
I think so.
Yes.
Cool. We all have dark vision. That makes it simple.
Where would I find that?
In features and traits under racial.
I just needed to scroll down a little bit more. Hair trigger.
Keep going. Yeah, you are a hair and gun. Keep going. Looking for dark vision.
Rabbit hop. I just see rabbit hop, lucky footwork, leprony senses.
Yeah, prime.
The hair trigger, and then size, and languages, And is ability it, scores.
Is it under that or is it somewhere else?
And then features.
Yeah. Features.
No, it'd be in traits. So she does not have dark vision.
No, I do not. Then
she might have got it as part of one of her powers, though.
Could be a ranger thing.
It's not that kind of ranger thing.
Hey, because I was playing a Gloomstalker.
Yeah. So you're not having as easy a time, but it's not really dark either. So don't worry about that for now. But it is good to know that your ranger has no dark vision. Noted. I do have goggles of night in the store.
And like the school store?
Yes. Yeah. The coin store.
I have like three copper. Three.
We each have three.
I read it.
Actually might be enough, to be honest. I remember they were really cheap.
Yeah, but we haven't gotten our copy of the store yet, so.
That copy over to you.
Nope. Les was attached to the sheet. Nope.
No, it wasn't.
But you can always attach and then update it.
Sorry about that.
You're fine.
I might regret this. I start to run detect magic.
Not as bad as you'd think, but.
Not using the spell slot to cast it, if I can help it. Wait, do artificers get ritual spells?
Goggles and they are one silver coin.
Ouch. And it seems a bit expensive.
100 but copper to a silver?
10.
10.
No, I'm wrong. I have the conversion rate thing up right here.
If I remember right, I thought it was.
Yes, going up is 100 to 1. You're right. Good call, good call. Going down's only 5 to 1, so it's not. It's their conversion rate sucks.
Yeah. Is that a missed trigger?
I'll allow it.
I'd actually say that wasn't really a missed trigger, but a good memory.
I'll take it.
And good memories always, you sometimes get.
I reward that too. Okay. So.
You're fine. Keep going.
I heard you're chewing, so I was just letting you finish. Okay, you can stop that noise whenever you want, Rob. The lip smacking gets me more than the fucking chewing. If you're competing to see who's got the most annoying noise,
there's a recording of my voice.
I feel like out of everyone in the room, I feel like I have the more annoying voice.
Well, that's what I'm referring to, the recorded version of my voice.
I hate the sound of my own voice, so.
All right. Ready, guys?
It's a cookie. What do you want from me?
Chomp it all in one bite. You ate
the second cookie.
That's the same cookie.
Eat like a normal person. Eating an Oreo in three steps. What the hell? Is that actually
one, two, three? Three, yeah.
Take off top cookie, eat middle, and then eat the bottom cookie.
Take cookie.
See, my wife does it in four steps.
What's the fourth step?
The what?
Half of the stuff on the one side of the cookie and half of the filling on the other side of the cookie.
I try to do that, but it never works out for me.
Like twist it? To...
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm a one step. Take cookie, insert into mouth, chew, chew.
If you
chew.
Want it to last longer, then you do it in three steps. What do you want from me?
I want it to last longer. Do it in 100 steps.
Listen.
Lick. Lick.
I feel like that's a science experiment I would do in seventh grade. How many licks does it take to get to the center of an Oreo?
Ready? So, you guys are walking through the forest. It's dappled sunlight. It's nice. It's early morning, but I think all of you are morning people. It's the weirdest thing ever. Actually, Travis, you might be the only one I don't know. Are you a morning person or a night owl?
Boy Scout. Morning person.
Morning person. Yeah, you guys are like up at the ass crack of dawn and no one got mad. You guys are going to be really effective in scouting missions.
I still think that, you know, sleeping in is also not a horrible thing, mm-hmm. even though I do enjoy getting up early.
Oh, you're like a sunflower. You wake up with the sun. So in the winter, you get up later. I like to imagine, because you're part plant. Oh, have we just talked about what your downsides are for each thing?
Nope.
I know Arts is he's vulnerable to necrotic.
What was mine?
Yours is. Oh.
Unless we haven't decided.
Yeah, we haven't decided on what the other negatives are. They haven't come up yet. But I want to say that Rob's is that when interacting with. No, that wouldn't work. I want to say plants don't like him. Like, plants and animals don't like him because, like, he's so magical and technical. But that
Boy Scout, though.
I know, but that would... Exactly, so it doesn't make sense. All right, guys, let's do this real quick. Let's try and figure out what everyone else's downside is, because it should be a combat downside. Something that's effective. So I'm thinking maybe give everyone gets a damage vulnerability.
I'm vulnerable to lightning, now I'm neutral to light.
I want
to
say that you're vulnerable to acid, because it eats away at the energy and can mar runes.
Okay.
So, you're vulnerable to acid. Natalie, I'm going to say you are vulnerable to fire.
Ooh, yeah, forest.
Because fire fucks up illusions, it fucks up animals. You know, cooking is good. What do you do to animals to eat them?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
You get that heat shimmer? Make sure you write that down.
Okay.
I'll let you choose, actually. Poison or fire?
I think fire makes sense. I was going to say something dumb, like water.
That's not a water damage type, trust me.
Cold.
Cold might make more sense.
I think fire makes sense because
cold makes more sense because you're from California. So yeah, you're vulnerable to cold.
Hey, Art. You should redo your race to being the Shatterkai.
They're resistant to necrotic.
Oh.
So we're SMR.
True. And that also includes radiant then.
Yep. Alright. Moving a gap. To take out that last bit about the vulnerabilities. Thank you.
All the disadvantages of our parsets?
Yeah, they'll come up when they come up.
Okay.
Gavin. So like I was saying, the trees don't speak like immature saplings that were grown quickly. They speak like highly developed trees with hundreds of years under their rings or inside their rings. It's wrong. You've been in immature forests, like nurseries and stuff like that. This ain't that.
So I'm going to start asking them, were you here already or were you just planted?
Or were you moved recently?
I've been here many years.
Many, many years?
All my rings.
Are you translating for
me? Oh, yeah.
Wait, you're with us?
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
We're all there. Yeah.
It's a party thing, okay.
Yes, it's a party thing.
Yeah.
I would like to make an arcana check to see if we're in a demiplane.
Sure.
Are we in a demiplane?
You don't know what a demiplane is. No, you're not.
Wouldn't he know that we're of what a demiplane is?
No. It's a super advanced magic.
Oh.
I have expertise in arcana.
You guys just did it a lot. Yeah, good. Can you hit 20? Can you hit like 29 with no exposure? No? All right. Actually, yes, you can hit 29 with that. You'd need a net 20.
Yeah, let him roll for net 20.
If you want to try, the answer is still no.
For net 20.
I rolled 7. I'm not going to re-roll.
Aww.
Yeah. All right.
Even though we're all... I'm saying I'm max it.
I didn't know that you rolled already.
I did before we even started discussing.
Anyway, so yeah, but he says, I've been here all of my rings. All
right. I got to get back into the mindset of... Oh, man. So, but I heard that you were accelerated growth.
I did grow a bit more than usual the last 3 rings.
How many rings were you before the last 3?
Many. Actually, many, 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 many.
Many. What type of tree it is?
Well, I probably couldn't tell what type of tree.
Exactly.
No, you can't.
Oh.
You've never seen this kind of tree before.
Well, I'm going to ask it what it is.
I am what is known as a runewood.
Runewood.
Can I arcana that?
Sure.
With a 29, right?
It's like a 23, but you got a shot.
Even less.
Yeah, your parabotany might be able to roll that.
Okay.
Your free expertise. Your interest.
Yes. 13 plus 6.
Yeah, it's highly specific. Oh, 7. Yeah, so it's highly specific. So yeah, you've heard of runewood. It's no one's ever found it. They found things made out of it, but never a living tree. They're semi sentient. I'm sorry, they are sentient, and if the wood is taken without being given, it just incinerates itself.
Oh, that's fun.
It must be freely given. AKA, they need someone like you to talk to it. And you'd also know that it's highly prized for its magical abilities. Its magical like capacity. A wand made out of that is far and away better than any other natural wood.
Oh, that's cool.
Also, you'll notice there are no twigs or anything around either.
Yeah.
Because
I kind of figured.
They fall off, they incinerate in the air, and then dust. Which then fertilizes the forest. Mm-hmm. Yes, I give you the one interesting tree nearby.
Is it just one that's that way, or
you'll find there's one every like 300-400 feet. They don't grow near each other because they would fight over the natural magic in the air. Before the surge came back? Before the surge.
Okay.
Anything interesting to pop up when I detect magic?
The tree is lightly magical, but it's like a natural magic.
But no other sources that I've noticed on this trip.
You'll find the occasional, like, arcane eye. I don't know, those are invisible, so no, you wouldn't. But your tech senses, you can sense there's, like, some arcane, or, some, like, little drones floating throughout the forest.
Not mentioning it.
Or being watched.
Can I try to interact with one of those drones?
Sure.
Do you want a tech roll, or?
Yeah, roll tech.
No, I'm rolling good, 25.
Yeah, you can tap into it just fine. It's reporting back to the central control.
For school?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a school thing.
Then I leave it alone.
We're being watched.
Yep.
Wherever you are, that is not, like, sensitive, obviously.
Yep.
They ain't creeps.
Is there an edge to the school? That
the wall.
The wall?
The wall. So if we got closer
to... 100-foot-tall wall?
If we got closer to the wall, would more drones come?
Yes.
Okay.
How close are the plants to the wall?
There's a bunch up against it, but they're no more than like 25 feet tall. That it's like the older ones are towards the middle.
That's not what I'm asking. What kind of plants are close to the wall? Is there a tree close to the wall?
Sure. Like, yeah, some, like, maybe a young oak or a young ash tree.
I'm gonna ask if its roots feel a wall. How far down does the wall go?
The wall goes forever. The wall goes forever.
So your roots don't go past the wall?
No. No one's do. I've heard of a rune tree, maybe, who has gone beyond the wall. But he's much farther inland.
Yes.
I will go find
from that. From the wall.
So the wall is...
The Elder Rune Tree.
Where is the Elder Rune Tree?
It, like, raises a branch, like, not to where you were at, but, like, farther towards the middle of the forest.
Well.
His bark is very great. Unique. Silvery brown.
All right. I think I'll have another trip out here, because how far out is the forest from the campus?
Actually, it's not far at all. Maybe okay. Like half mile.
Half mile, okay.
I was going to say, Paul, you're getting really into being a plant right now, vibing.
Yes.
Just being a plant.
Just being a tree.
Called it.
What, the wall going all the way down? Or being forever?
No, that we're actually in a demiplane.
No.
Well.
I think I'm the only one that actually truly figured it out.
Yeah. So.
I know exactly where we are.
Like, exactly.
I knew exactly. Because there was a question that I asked him before the end of the last campaign, and this is all going to get edited out.
Oh my gosh.
Now, don't drop spoilers.
Yep.
Well, I am here for the adventure because I have no idea where the fuck we are.
That is the best part. So as you guys, you guys walk through the forest and you talk to other plants, and really they don't have any more information. Yeah. Most of them have less. Mm-hmm. And then it comes to be like 2:30, and you're like, okay, we got to go back to the... Yeah.
4 o'clock is our...
They said be there by 3, though, because they're going to do some demonstrations and stuff okay. like that. So you guys quickly make it back, and Bridget, joins up. Or yes, Bridget joins up with you guys and says, where'd you guys go? I couldn't find you, and I didn't, like, track you down, but I didn't...
Oh, we were being tracked. It's okay.
Yep.
Yeah, but I wasn't tracking you. If I was, you wouldn't know. But anyway.
Well, the school was tracking us.
No, of course. I mean, I could pull up my tablet and look, but I was figured I could ask a normal person.
We went out to the forest.
I figured you would want to. Okay, interesting. Okay. Any find anything neat?
Yes.
Well, spill.
It is not my place to ruin their knowledge.
Sure. And she kind of goes, whatever. And she just kind of motors by. And then she goes and she, like, stands by the other teachers, the other, like, mentors, as everyone's kind of funneling into the arena. And as you guys walk in and see and hear the sounds of combat, it's time to end. Good night, everybody.
Good night,
everybody. Bye.